For WKAR, I'm Karel Vega. In the early days of American medicine, seeing a female doctor was almost unheard of. That is, until 1892, when Dr. Andrew Taylor Still opened his new school of osteopathic medicine to men and women equally. Osteopathic medicine was then also an emerging profession created by Dr. Still. Tomorrow, WKAR will host a screening of the WEDU PBS documentary, The Feminine Touch, at Michigan State University as part of an evening with WKAR, presented in partnership with the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine and the Michigan Osteopathic Association. I spoke with Laura Probin, Communications Director for the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine, and Dr. Shirley Harding, Chairperson for the MSU Department of Osteopathic Surgical Specialties and an MSU alumna. Dr. Harding began the interview by describing the differences between osteopathic and allopathic medicine.
One of the concepts that are very prevalent within the multiple disciplines of osteopathic medicine is the emphasis on the structure and function of the human body and the interrelated systems of the human body. For example, even though my specialty is urologic surgery, I will be looking at the cardiac aspects. Are there any medications that person is taking that might cause a coagulopathy or, you know, difficulty with blood clotting that could affect a surgery that I might be planning?
The film is called The Feminine Touch. Is there a higher prevalence of women in the field of osteopathic medicine compared to allopathic medicine, which is what most people are familiar with? Laura Probin?
When the field of osteopathic medicine got underway 125 years ago, when A.T. Still founded his American School of Osteopathy in Missouri, that was the first medical school that admitted women on equal ground with men, the first anywhere. There were, in that first class, there were 5 women and 15 men, and no other medical school. There were a few that admitted women provisionally, but nobody else allowed them in just on equal footing. So that was a big deal. And so women have been part of the profession since it began.
You've both seen the film now, so I wanted to ask both of you what your favorite part was.
I felt like,
Laura Probin,
that it was, to me, it was really amazing to see both the challenges that women in medicine, in pursuing careers in medicine, have faced, women like Dr. Harding, as well as the challenges that the profession of osteopathic medicine have faced in getting recognition. Both of those were presented, I thought, really well, and it was a really fascinating way to look at both of those.
Dr. Harding?
I really enjoyed the overall historical perspective, and I also enjoyed seeing some of the women physicians that were interviewed. Oftentimes, it takes some courage for all of us to pursue areas of medicine that are not represented by women. And so I think seeing that type of theme go through many of the interviews was very nice, and I was pleased to see those interviews as part of it.
An evening with WKAR featuring The Feminine Touch takes place tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Communication Arts and Sciences Building at Michigan State University. The event is free. For more information, visit WKAR.org. I've been speaking with Laura Probin, Communications Director for the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine, and Dr. Shirley Harding, Chairperson for the MSU Department of Osteopathic Surgical Specialties, and a panelist for tomorrow's event. Thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Karel Vega for WKAR, your NPR station.